John McCoy here from Hot FM. Coming up Saturday night, Matt Caldwell from Austin, Texas, will play Scotties. Looking for a great evening, Roger Delano, who is from the Hope area, will open up out there on Saturday evening for Matt Caldwell. And Matt's with us on the phone here. Matt, you're really more of a traditional country singer, if you will.
Big George Strait kind of fan as far as the style of music I play. That's kind of what I'm built around, so...
Yeah, I'm also told you mix it up a little bit, though. Is that right?
Yes, sir. No doubt about it. You know, I do mix some of the newer stuff in, but for the most part, it stays exactly that.
All right, and you're coming from Austin, Texas. Austin has a really hip music scene, does it not?
That is an understatement. Yes, sir, they do. You know, now, you'll see my guys. Now, my guys got that hip thing going, but me, more so, I'm more just like the laid-back traditional guy.
Hey, Matt, what are some of the songs we'll hear coming up tomorrow night?
Oh, definitely we'll play all the hits. We'll definitely play What Cowboys Do, I Know Mexico, Chillin', which is the last single we just had, Woman Worth Waiting For, and a bunch of new stuff that we're about to put out on the new record.
Matt, you're also a songwriter. I know you've got a publishing deal in Nashville. Is that right?
Yeah, a couple of. I had 7 cuts with Granger Smith. Now he's blown up. But the big song that he cut that I was a part of was the Country Boy song, which we'll play in our show, which is about the most random song in the world to have is one of your biggest songs ever cut, but it's sold over 1 million copies now.
And that's got to feel good because all your hard work, man, to see that fruition come about.
Definitely, no doubt about it. I mean, anything that you do, you love to hear people cut songs or, you know, and see that other people like them as much as you do. And they're like your little babies when you put them out there, so you just hope that you continue to grow as a writer and that people continue to grow towards your music.
And really playing music, it really gets into your blood, and you just eat, breathe, and sleep it, do you not?
That's all you can do. I mean, you'll find yourself after a long run where you do 12 or 14 days in a row, and you'll be off for 2, you're already itching to get back on the road. I think that's pretty much with any artist. Once you start doing it, it's just hard to stop doing it.
Now, is this your first time to the Texarkana area?
Yes, sir. It sure is. Believe it or not, I thought I'd have been there before, but this is the first opportunity we got to come out there, so we're excited about it.
How did the opportunity arise? Do you know?
Actually, I know. I think my agent got in contact with the club up there, and just usually how agents do, you start booking when they book stuff. So I don't know if that's the way. Somehow they got in contact with each other, so that's all I know.
And, hey, let's show a little love to the guys in the band, too. Who's with you?
Oh, so we have, they're not with me right at the moment, but I got Justin Hurst. He'll be playing bass. He looks like Zach Galifianakis. I got Darren Pierce on drums. And then I have Gary Lee Cox. They'll be playing lead guitar. And the cool thing about my band is they'll all get up and do at least one song throughout the night because they're all singer-songwriters and so very talented.
Hey, how tough is it competing out there in the music circuit these days? You talk that you're a staff writer in Nashville. There's a lot of talent in Nashville, a tremendous amount of talent in Austin, and then there's a lot of talent out there that's not even connected to the two cities, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so funny because I think with those TV shows, all the shows like The Voice and The Idol and all the different things that came out, they got a bunch of people fired up saying, you know, hey, if these people can do it, I can do it. So out of the woodworks, everybody came, and it was already tough as it was. I think that you just don't realize, I tell people all the time, if you just want to see how talented people really are and how good you're not, move to Nashville. Because it wasn't until I moved to Nashville that I realized I had to really work as far as honing my craft as a writer and being a singer. Just being, to be the best, you have to, you know, be around the best. And so, I mean, it's tough, but at the same time, it's good for you. Because with anything, you need to know what you're up against. And the better you are around people that are really good, the better you'll get.
Absolutely. Hey, what else do you want folks to know about Matt Caldwell?
Well, let's come up and meet me. Like I said, we're really excited about it. I'm a hometown boy from Nevada, Texas, which is 35 miles northeast of Dallas. Loved playing football. That was my thing back in high school, and I just decided that I got tired of getting hit, so ended up going to Nashville and getting my publishing deal. So that's about all. I'm just a regular guy like everybody else, just play on weekends.
All right, very good. It's funny that you mentioned that because high school football, as you know, big in Texas, and we actually have the Texarkana-Arkansas rivalry game this Friday night.
Oh, my gosh. I'd chill to be able to see it. I've got a show Friday, but I would love to see it. I'm so excited about Friday Night Football. I don't think people anybody from Texas, obviously, is the same way. I wrote a new song, too, called Under Those Friday Night Lights. And that literally next year it's going to be on the record. We're going to put it out next fall just for football season, and really excited about that. But I love football. And obviously that's the great thing about the state of Texas, and so does everybody else. So it's cool to see how these stadiums have grown over the years. When I drive through these towns, like they're mad. They look like college stadiums now.
Yeah, a lot of them do, man. A lot of them do. And Texas High is one of those. Arkansas High is one of those as well. Their stadium's an older stadium. It's been around for a long, long time, but they got the concrete bleachers that go way up into the air, you know, and seats, I don't know, 7,500, 8,000 people, something like that for a big game, which is pretty incredible. It really is. Listen, man, we're going to let you go. We're looking forward to having you at Scotty's coming up on Saturday evening. We'll send everybody out.
Awesome. We appreciate you. Thank you, John. Y'all have a good day.